To support this podcast, go to PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amount is appreciated. Once again, PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Thank you and enjoy the program. Jay here, PositiveSarcasm.com. Just got back here to New Hampshire's beautiful seacoast, recording at the Spare Parts Studio. Like, subscribe, share, donate. PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amount is appreciated. If you have any questions, concerns, or comments, email me directly, PositiveSarcasm@Outlook.com, or just go to my website, PositiveSarcasm.com. Go to the contact page, click on the thingy, fill in your information in the contact page, and just click send. It'll go right to me. Goes right to me. I will respond back with whatever questions, concerns, or comments you may have. You can also find me on Instagram @positive_sarcasm. You can simply send me a message, or you can request a follow. That's another way of doing it. You can find this podcast anywhere where it's downloadable, audio-wise, Substack, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podcast Addict, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Substack, if I didn't already say that. Video version of this podcast is now available again on YouTube. It's still available on Rumble. Any way you prefer to view or listen to this podcast, it is available. It is also downloadable and streamable from my website, PositiveSarcasm.com. Donations are accepted, of course, PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amounts appreciated. Excuse me. So if you have any, you can go ahead and check out the website. If you guys, sorry, I have my voice had a bit of a small bacterial infection or a viral infection. It got into my throat a little bit, kind of messed up my lungs a little bit. So I'm just taking my time, going to go calmly through this podcast. Check out my affiliate links, Webull, Moomoo, eToro, Dr. Jordan Peterson, which is not an affiliate, just it's a guy I love listening to. He's awesome. Also, Mel Robbins, she's available. So there in the description down below, check her out. And a few other links also as well. I can smell that chicken in the oven. I love it. So sipping a little tea just to nourish my throat for a little bit, and then I'm going to hit it with some water afterwards. You guys ever heard of Ziggy's Coffee, by the way? Started in Colorado, I guess like 20 years ago. Let me pop that up on the screen really quick. So I'm still recording? Thank God. So, yeah, started 20 years ago. Got a little spot. Let's see here. 85 convenient, 11 million drinks sold, one big dream. So, yeah. They start in Colorado. There's one in New Hampshire, but there's one all the way in Saco, Maine. Pretty little spot in a brand new area that's currently being developed. The first drive-thru opened in Longmont, Colorado. The first Ziggy's opened in Longmont on the corner of 4th and Main. Nice place. It's like a mix between Aroma Joe's, which I'm a big fan of, and Starbucks, which I'm not. But this place seems like they're kind of doing it right. And I was there two times over this weekend. And I had the iced latte, sugar-free raspberry truffle, delish. And then today I had the hot cafe au lait with sugar-free English toffee. And that was really good as well. Also, free pup cup. What up? With the whipped cream with the biscuit on top. Didn't last very long, I'll be honest with you. That was fantastic. Great place. Great, great place. And if they don't have one near your location, if they don't have one where you are, you can, for a cool $150,000 in liquidity, start your own Ziggy's Coffee. Double-sided drive-thru, cafe and drive-thru, or just a good old-fashioned single-side drive-thru. And they'll take you through all the next steps you need to do in order to get started. Excuse me. Try not to cough. Try not to raise your voice. You don't want to start that thing again. You can absolutely crowdsource your own Ziggy's or something like that. But if there's one near you, I highly recommend you go and check that out. In that case, let's go ahead and move over to some Q&A. This is courtesy of Reddit. I will see how long my throat can last before I completely fall apart here. That's why I got some tea on me. So, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, once again, go ahead and meet me at my website, PositiveSarcasm.com. I'm going to nurse this throat as much as I can throughout this episode. Thank God they got shorter. Whew. Thank God. So, here we go. Update. I had no intention of mentioning divorce. Not until I get some answers that could help with my decision. I was hoping we would end up agreeing on counseling or something. I just wanted an honest conversation to know if there was a way to fill that void without ever getting the surgery. So Am I the asshole for snapping at my husband for repeatedly bringing up breast surgery? I sat him down last night, and just like the usual, he tried to change the subject. I made it clear to him that it's either we talk about it now or we never bring breast surgery up again. Well, that, so this was, let's just go through this, because this is like, it seems like this one has an, is an update to an older one, which, whatever. If you guys have ever watched Star Wars, the very first one starts in the middle, so this is technically episode 4, so let's just get after it. I sat him down last night and just like usual, he tried to change the subject. I made it clear to him that it's either we talk about it now or he never brings up breast surgery up again. Well, that did it for him. I asked him why he suddenly, after 6 years, want me to get one. He wouldn't give me a straight answer. I told him if I am to consider having one, he needs to be honest with me about what changed in the past few months. He grabbed his phone and showed me women's pictures on his phone. And let me tell you, they weren't Instagram models. They were 100% OnlyFans models. He showed me more than 5 pictures with no shame or the slightest consideration of my feelings. With each pic, he said, "See, you would look 10 times hotter. She's not even as gorgeous as you are." But I asked him if I decide to never get the surgery, would he ever drop the idea? Like, can we move past it? He said it's something he can't stop thinking about because he really feels like he would be more attached to me, or attached to your tits, than that I myself would feel more confident with the boob job. Okay. I do have eyes, and just like I know how small my chest is, as I know that I have a nice body figure. Okay. People see. People compliment, so they can't all be liars. I asked what he ever liked about me in general, because from the pictures he showed me, I didn't see any women that resemble me even a bit. He said that I'm gorgeous and I have a killer smile and he likes my curvy hips. I asked if there's anything else he likes about me in general. I was hoping he would mention something other than my body or anything, and all he said was your lips. I told him since I'm considering breast augmentation surgery, is there anything else I could fix so he feels more attracted to me while we're at it? I hoped that he would at least say other than my boobs, he loves everything about me. He said, "You're good." From the grammatical errors, you could tell I'm not a native English speaker. I'm Brazilian. What the hell? I told him I will think about it and said goodnight because I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of seeing my tears. I don't know if I'm just naturally stupid and never paid attention to the red flags or if he just decided to show me his true colors now that we're married. By the way, some asked, yes, he does know about my history with my mother. Every woman in my family is a C cup and up, including my younger sister. I'm the only one with an A cup. He initiated sex later, and I told him there's a lot on my mind right now. He didn't even argue, and after 5 minutes said, "I will pay for it. Don't you worry about that." When we met, he was around 230 pounds. He's 5'8", and never went to the gym before. He's 190 pounds now. At 5'8", he's still a big boy. I'm six foot, and I am 175 pounds, okay? He's 5'8", and 190. He's not in shape. I could tell you that right now. He's probably got a belly. I'm mentioning this because I said I hooked up with him for his looks. I'm mentioning this because some said I hooked up with him for his looks slash physique. She's calling him ugly. Physique wasn't on the table back then. But it never would have mattered to me as long as the person in front of me cares about me for who I am. I myself, not perfect. Her English does suck. Well, it's not terrible, but whatever. Anyway, he was so insecure about his looks, and I never said a thing about it. I still voice how I love this and that about him. Okay. I boosted his ego just for him to decide he would be more attracted to me if I get a boob job after 6 years together. And for those saying I'm lazy, I'm not going to the gym with him and that he wants what's best for me. I said I do exercise. Yes, I have an A cup and I know it's not for everyone and I respect that. What's wrong with an A cup? Who cares? You don't have boobies, you don't have boobies. You have boobies, you have boobies. If you have cute boobies, you have big boobies, you have boobies. Whatever. Gives a shit. It doesn't matter. But I'm fucking gorgeous. Well, it's because she is Brazilian. My mother and him or anyone else won't change that. I'm a babe, deal with it. He himself used to mention how I get looks all the time when we're out. I felt hurt and cried because it hurts to not feel desired by the person you love the most and want to be desired other than It's hard to, I can speak English, but she kind of can, but it's really throwing me off. It's making me feel like I can't speak English. Other than that, I'm perfectly happy with my body. And if I ever decide to get the boob job, I will get it for me, not for someone who finishes in 2 minutes and can't even hit the spot. I need time to make the plan before I start the process. When everything is ready and I have a place lined up, I will serve him the papers. By the way, I will initiate sex tonight and every night until the day I serve him. Edit. I get it now. It's a bad idea, but I will go with it tonight, or at least I brought a dildo today, thrice his size, and I'm using it right after he finishes. If he goes low, I'm going lower until I have an exit plan ready. Wow, this woman is on the getting ready for the warpath. Thank you to each and everyone who took the time to read my post, share supportive ideas. Your words have really made a difference. Edit. I never knew Reddit wasn't for such problems. And I was gonna say before I read that last part, like this marriage isn't gonna last. But apparently she's already planning an exit strategy, and she's going to basically make him get his fill and then serve him paperwork. And you know what sucks about that? If this is in the United States, she's going to take him for half of his worth. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I would have not married her to begin with. I would have not gone near her. She seems angry. She seems vindictive now. I don't know if she was like this, but she definitely has some overconfidence. But to be perfectly honest with you, he's not great. He's not great. This guy seems like a total dickhead. And I totally understand why she would want to get rid of him and go start a new life. But this never should have happened. She's not worth marrying. He's not worth being with. These two, I wouldn't go near either of them. He's obviously unattractive, but she married him for a reason. She says she loves him, but I don't know if she married him because he's an American and she got his green papers or something like that. I don't know. But I can tell you right now, she's damaged goods from now on, and you should probably stay away from her. And he obviously hasn't changed, and him showing pictures the way he did, very just in poor taste. And I don't know if that's a cultural thing. I don't know where he's from, but he just sounds like a terrible human being. And he's made her terrible too. Anyways, let's get to another update for AITAH. Yeah, sorry girl, you're damaged goods. Maybe you are hot, but you seem like if anything resembles the old relationship, you're gonna go back. You're gonna start acting that way, and it's not gonna be fair to the new guy you're with. That you're not gonna give him a chance. Before I get into the update, I need to clarify something that many commenters were asking about on the initial post. I edited that post as well, but decided I would put an explanation on here as well. Many people have been asking how my wife getting a job was able to pay for the nanny and me reducing my work hours slightly. The answer is that we live in the northeastern USA, where minimum wages are good, relatively speaking, and that my nanny was a poor choice of words on my part. She's more of an informal babysitter, not an official job. She's a college student who wanted to make some money while taking online classes. Without dealing with the hassle of getting a real job, my wife makes around $16 per hour with a standard 40-hour work week. While we pay the babysitter $10 an hour for 5 hours per day, 5 days per week. After taxes on my wife's income and paying for the babysitter, we have around $900 a month left over that was allowed me to reduce my hours slightly. Okay. Now, this update, by the way, is for wanting a divorce. You were the asshole for wanting a divorce because my wife was tempted to cheat on me. Now for the update. I called in sick to work today, which is something I rarely ever do. Okay. Great. Which is something I rarely ever do. And asked my wife to do the same so we could sit down and talk about everything. She agreed. And this morning we had a long, heartfelt discussion. I told her that I was sorry for what I said in the heat of the moment. I don't want to divorce her. I was angry and hurt, and I wasn't thinking about the damage threatening divorce would do. I told her that I understand things have been difficult for us the last 3 years, but I was shocked that she said she would be sorely tempted to cheat on me after just 6 weeks with some random guy at her job. I told her that having been the sole or at least main provider for our family pretty much the entire time we've known each other, I felt like I wasn't being appreciated enough for the work and effort I've been putting in. Okay. It's kind of interesting when you're just coming into these, side note, when you're just coming into these problems, these questionnaires, not starting from the beginning, you just kind of walk into it. It's very, it kind of throws you off guard, but it's very interesting to see what your take is when you're literally thrown in the middle of it. She said she felt the same way, that she felt like she was struggling thanklessly since I've never been around to be with her. And I told her that that was the only case because I had to make enough money to pay for the kid and the house she wanted. And before anyone tries to twist my words, I love my son dearly. I am simply not putting up with him because she wanted to keep him. If I took less overtime to see her and help with the kid more often, because she wanted to keep him, we'd have trouble keeping the lights on. We both agreed that we needed more time with each other at home, but talking out how to make that happen took a while. Eventually, I told her, and I stand by what I said to her when we first bought the house we are currently in. It is too much house for us. It is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom house with more area than we need. It's all to me. And the mortgage and property taxes are too high. I brought this up when we first looked at the house, but my wife insisted that it would be the perfect house for our family to grow up in, and that once it was paid off, we would be set. But seeing how much we struggle to afford this house while slowly falling apart physically and mentally, I think she understands now that it's too much. After some prodding, I convinced her that we need to start looking for a house to downsize too. Selling our current house will give us enough cash to pay off the mortgage, though not by much. Once we're in a smaller home with smaller expenses, I won't have to work as much, meaning we can spend more time together as a couple and a family. She told me that she just wanted my name back. Oh, okay. She just wanted you back. And honestly, almost cried hearing how much she meant it. I was so focused on work and paying the bills that I lost sight of what we needed as a couple, and our marriage nearly imploded because of it. The final issue to address was her job, and more specifically, the scumbag who was hitting on her while knowing she was married. Given our current financial situation, it was stupid to make her quit her job and go back to staying at home. Plus, it would probably only make her feel trapped since she only recently got back out into the world being a stay-at-home mom. However, I can't stand the thought of a guy even looking at my wife. Well, easy. Guys are going to look at your wife. It's another thing when they start talking to it. Okay? Especially since I know she harbored some of that interest at some point, even if it came to loneliness and desperation. Well, loneliness and desperation is there because you allowed it to be. So just keep that in mind and go easy. And it didn't, just remember, at the end of the day, it did not happen. Okay? Crisis averted. Moving on. I told her that at the very least, she needs to report the guy to management HR and ask for different hours so that they are never in the building at the same time. If that happens, then there's no reason for her to just quit. But if that doesn't happen, then I'll be helping her look for a new job immediately. Things are still difficult right now, but as I typed this a couple hours after the conversation, I think we pulled back from the point of no return. We're both just taking the day to calm down and think rationally about what needs to happen to get our financial and personal relationship back on track. But I'm hopeful. Thank you so much for the people who gave advice and constructive criticism, suggested couples therapy. Yep. While I'm considering it, there's another big expense. I don't want to make a ticket, blah, 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 absolutely necessary. Okay, so no big expenses until absolutely necessary. If things continue to improve between my wife and me, then I won't waste the money. But if things start to stagnate or get worse again, then I'll bite the bullet and suggest getting professional help to her. Okay. So, this is something we've discussed on this channel. It's actually advice that I gave to a friend of mine just recently, about, I'd say, a month and a half ago. Sitting down with his wife and asking, are you happy? We should talk. Just asking the question. And if you want a relationship to work, you have to start by talking. And you have to ask them, are you happy? If they say no, be like, okay, why? And it seems like they sat down and talked this out. You got to sit down and talk. Don't yell. And just try to hash through all the BS it's going to hurt to talk about. And you're going to, because they got a lot of things to say. They have a lot of things on their mind. And as do you. But you have to, if you truly care, allow the conversation to take place and allow everything that person wants to say to be put out onto the table. And that will, just by getting off that chest, getting all that stuff off of their chest, and allowing that stuff to just kind of sit there and marinate for the day or two, and then each day after that, being like, is there anything I can help you with? And at that time, be like, listen, I'm thinking about going to the gym or going for runs, going for walks in the morning, or hey, is there anything I can help you with in the kitchen, or let me cook dinner tonight, all this stuff. The things that you have to be self-sufficient where you don't depend on anybody for anything, not even your wife. But if they start to seem like that you don't need them for anything, that may be like, are you pulling away? No, it's just like, I'm being self-sufficient, so you don't have to worry about me. But if you want to help out, if you want to be in the, I'll cook, you know, in the kitchen, and you can help too, or you want to clean it, you know, be somebody makes dinner, somebody cleans up, or you help the cleaning up afterwards. You be a part of every single moment of their lives, being a small part of it or a big part of it, so that you know they know that you're with them every step of the way. And it can get better. And quite frankly, this is a person who you fell in love with. So they're going to be, it is going to be easier to reestablish that once you guys have that talk and start having more interesting conversations and start going out again and start, you know, being in the same bathroom together, the same bed together, the same couch together, the same car together. You may need some space, though. You may need some time where you kind of step away a little bit if they ask for it. But don't be overbearing. You don't want to be overbearing either, which is a mistake that everybody makes. I've made this mistake, of course. As soon as you sense something's wrong, you become like right by their side. Is there anything you need? Is there anything you're going? Are you okay? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, dude, you got to fucking chill out. You have to chill out. You got to allow them time to think. You just have to be there when they call for you. You have to listen when they talk to you. All right? And there's no such thing as I'm too tired. Okay? You're never too tired. You get woken up, you're up. That's the rule. These are important aspects of the relationships. So, you mentioned it about she was tempted to have an affair with some other guy at the job. Now, look, let me just stretch on that quickly here because we're going to close up shop in a few minutes here. The being tempted, look, she's desperate. She's obviously, things weren't working out at home. She has two options. It's hard to call it quits on a relationship. It is very, very hard. Unless you already have somebody else lined up, which is a classic thing. Okay, something I've experienced multiple times in my life. Somebody else is already lined up. Somebody else is already ready to go. You just don't know it. You don't know it, but they're already there. Okay, and as soon as that person's there, you've lost that. You've lost your person. Your person's gone. That person's lined up for that person you're with. That's it. It's over. Because you're now working against multiple forces. You're working against the person who you love dearly and the person that wants to take them away from you. At that point, you're screwed. You're done. You're done at that point. Basically, throw in the towel. Just walk away and be like, you need space? Go ahead. Here you go. Best of luck to you. Don't try to save them. Just be like, hey, I respect your decision. Cool. Whatever you need. There you go. See ya. Bye. Don't take leftovers either. Maybe they will think that they made a mistake and they want you back. It's like, okay, all right. But you start here now. You start at bottom level. Now, in this case, according to her, the infidelity did not happen. And if the infidelity did not happen, and she saw that it was a bad idea to spend time with another man, and she instead preferred to sit down and talk with you and try to work things out, then that's a huge thing. She wanted to work things out. That means that you have the ultimate chance to make things right. there's a lot that you can do, and you can make this relationship so strong, but it is very fragile. But they want it to work because they put in so much effort, so they invested so much with you, so much into this life, that it's not so easy to just throw something like that away. You don't want to cut your losses like that. You don't want to have to start over. Starting over is hard, especially when you're older. It's emotionally devastating. People don't know how to do it. It's a new world every single time. You also don't want to be accustomed to just starting over, starting over, starting over. New challenges are one thing. New relationships, that's a whole other ballgame. You have to completely reinvent yourself if you are to win out. But honestly, when it comes to relationships, you want to be able to just do, I mean, we all would love to just do it once and do it right. But sometimes it just isn't the case. And finding that perfect, finding that really good person, they're only as perfect as the effort that you put into them. And at the end of the day, you only control your effort. You do not control the outcome. But your effort definitely dictates how it's going to go, to a certain degree. Okay? And I'm in a great spot in my life right now. I'm not complaining at all. I'm just merely stating that this person dodged a huge bullet. And this woman did a good thing by, obviously not cheating. She said that she was really thinking about it. But it's like, just looking to release that pressure. Now, the one we read before this with the Brazilian, that's a whole nother train wreck situation that you don't want any part of. I don't want any part of. So there's many ways that you can avoid having your relationship fall apart. One is staying in shape, legit shape. Two is taking care of your own finances. Three is taking care of your own health, mental, and physical well-being. Doing everything, basically at being like, you can take care of yourself on all avenues. Like, you almost don't need anybody else. And when you don't need anybody else actually, that's when they show up at your doorstep. That's when you accidentally just meet that person who just knocks your socks off. You don't need, you have to, and in general, you have to be a person who does not need anyone else in order for you to get through life. Relationships are not a necessity. Well, they are a necessity to a degree, but choosing to be with somebody is a choice. But it isn't our genetics to want to be with somebody, to just because that's our genetics, that's our breed. But you have to act like, and basically, I can pay my own bills, I can cook my own food, I can do my own fitness, I can do everything myself. What do I need you for? Oh, well, you're a great companion. And then we can do a little, and then I can do everything, but you can help me do it a little bit better. You can help me speak a little better, think a little better, act a little better. You balance me out. And that is where you truly, like, everything starts to, like, come together. The thinking a little better is definitely a big one, too. Because us guys, we just, you know, we go from 0 to 100. And then sometimes we forget about the consequences, where the women can help us balance things out. Now, if you have a woman who's a hothead, then it's just not going to work. Then you're just going to go from 0 to 1,000. You're going to drive off that cliff a lot faster. You want somebody to balance you out a little bit, check you a little bit, you know. And obviously, if you can cook, man, you're golden. All right, we're good. I think I got enough out of this throat of mine for today. So we're at 28 minutes. We're going to go ahead and close up shop. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, hit me up on my website, positivesarcasm.com, contact page, or email me directly, positivesarcasm@outlook.com. You can also hit me up on Instagram, @positive_sarcasm. Check out all my affiliate links, especially the financial ones. You get free stock or free fractional shares, or, you get idle cash bonuses, because there's cash management. Basically, if you leave a hunk of cash in your account not invested, you'll earn interest on it monthly. You know, I sold my Lincoln. I'm saving up to buy another Lincoln, and I'm just letting that cash sit in one of my accounts and just accrue interest every single day. It's awesome. I can't wait to get a big friggin' land yacht for my new winter time coming up, or new land yacht for the winter time coming up. But there's ways to get a hold of me. This is all for entertainment purposes only, but you know what? Sometimes the best advice is the unlicensed advice. So, you guys know where to find me. I'm also on YouTube, Rumble, and the audio version anywhere our podcasts are available.
We good.
We good. All right. That's it. All right. Thank you for listening, watching, subscribing, and I'll check in on you guys next week. Recorded here from the Spare Parts Studio. For entertainment purposes only, this has been a Positive Sarcasm presentation.